Welcome to the second episode of the RP Rookies podcast. I am Parth Doshi, your host, and in this episode, we are going to discuss about how automation has evolved. Years back, the automation was there in the form of macros, C# application, VB.NET applications for performing the automation. Also, there were testing tools like Selenium and different project management tools like Jira. Now, since then, the automation has evolved through many years, and now we have the different low-code platforms coming into the picture that are UiPath, Automation Anywhere, Blue Prism. There are also many other open source tools that we are seeing currently, like Robocop, or we can say OpenBots or TagUI. These tools have pre-built activities or libraries or packages that we can use to make our automation task easier. Now, what happens over here is the same task is being performed that was done using macros or the C# applications. But here, the reliability and the exception handling and the way of process building has increased. Initially, there were problems in managing the code, in deploying the code. But now, these low-code platforms like UiPath, AA, Blue Prism, and as I said, different open source tools has increased the feasibility and reliability upon that tools through which the automation is being performed. We see the scope in the new way of automation, and many organizations right after this COVID are adapting it more and moving towards their digital transformations. Now, some of the organizations that might have built that legacy applications or different application based on macro or C# are now moving towards converting that same application using RPA and performing the automation. Also, now this does not end over here. The evolution still continues, and we are moving towards another era of intelligent automation and hyper automation. In that, we are integrating the RPA technologies that have been evolved and developed till now with artificial intelligence, machine learning model, and many different platforms. To name only some of them, we see there is now API integration available with Salesforce, ServiceNow, Jira, and many other project management tools and team management tools. So the era of intelligent automation and hyper automation is evolving, and we will be seeing more advancement in the coming years. Now let me explain this intelligent automation and hyper automation terms in the most layman language possible. Now this is basically adding intelligence to your automation. For example, if I need to process 7 or 8 different type of invoices, I'm going to create a machine learning model that can understand the invoices and the data that I want to extract, since that is going to be same in all the invoices, just the structure changes. Now here, the intelligence of the automation helps. What I will be doing over here is I'll building my automation, and I will add intelligence to it through my machine learning model that will help me to extract the data. So this is the very basic example of intelligent automation, and there is a lot of scope. Now different RPA vendors like UiPath, AA, and Blue Prism as well are having their process discovery tools, task mining tools, insights tools. There are many other tools that they are providing to their clients and their partners, in which they can more efficiently calculate the ROI behind the automation, identify the perfectly fit process for automation, and not waste time in misleading or understanding the process which can be automated and which cannot. So all the tools that I have named are evolving, and the automation has evolved overall. We see macros has been now been used in UiPath, AA, and different tools. We can use that same code that we have within this particular low-code platforms. So in this way, the automation has evolved the past years, and which will be continuously evolving with intelligence and hyper-automation. Now, I hope this episode helped you gain an insight into how automation has evolved and how traditionally the automation was being performed, how it is right now into the market, and how it is going to evolve in the future. So thank you for listening the complete episode. Please like the episode and share it with your friends if you find this helpful. Thank you.